Welcome in, everybody. This is Dom Lewis. Welcome to the Philly Sports 444 podcast. Appreciate you guys tuning in. And this is my first recording since the Super Bowl. What a tremendous month it has been. Tremendous month of February it's been. Eagles have won the Super Bowl. The Flyers have won six straight games. The Sixers, they won seven straight before losing the most recent two. But it's been a great month of February for Philly sports. Even the Phillies have been getting in. They've won some preseason games. So it's been a great month for Philly sports. And I want to start out by talking about the other teams in Philly besides the Eagles. What I've heard is people say winning is contagious. That since the Eagles have won the Super Bowl, other teams, Flyers and the Sixers, and even the Phillies to an extent haven't lost, and you know, it's just contagious. And I think it's more than that. I think it's not so much that winning is contagious, but rather that competition, well, winning breeds competition. What I mean is, I think that these other teams have noticed what the Eagles have done. And of course, they, you know, they're proud, they're happy for their brother, per se. Their brother won a Super Bowl, brother meaning Eagles. But they want a piece of that shine, too, in their own respective place. So it's like, I got to step my game up. And these teams have locked into this energy that's been in the city, I think. And not even the energy, I think they just locked into what that win did to the city. And these teams have been playing really well. The Flyers have been on fire. They won in a shootout last night, and they never win in shootouts. And even with all the injuries that the team has had, I mean, they're still winning games. This team is on. They honestly like the Eagles, to be honest. So I got to give a major props to the Flyers. The Sixers, they've been playing some really good ball. And although they've lost their last two, they lost a heartbreaker tonight. But, I mean, they've been playing some good ball, too. They're really shying away from those old mistakes that they used to make. Now, tonight was a little bit of a lapse, but I think they're turning the corner. Welcome back. So I was just talking about, I think the Sixers have turned the corner. And I'll give you an example of what I mean. The Sixers, over the last month, they've been in some games where they won handily, and they've been in some close games. And I think that the Sixers are learning how to win down the stretch. They're learning how to win games. And that's what I mean by they have turned the corner. This is, in one of my earlier podcasts, I talked about how this is the next step of the process. That being learning how to win. And it was going to be painful because you had to go through some growing pains of them losing close games. They lost a close one tonight. But I don't think it was a lack of effort, or I don't think it was because they weren't apt by any means. I think this was just simply because Dwayne Wade found the fountain of youth, and he hit a big shot at the end, and he shows why he's D-Wade, three-time champion, gold medalist, and all the accolades, leading scorer in all time for the Heat, all that stuff. So, I think that the Sixers are learning how to win close games, learning how to win down the stretch. I saw they fought that game. They fought. Every time that the Heat made a run, they would stop it. They would hit a big shot or draw a foul or something. They would do something in order to stop the bleeding. And I think this is big for this team, because they're going to need to learn how to do this for the playoffs. And yes, I'm saying playoffs because the Sixers are going to go to the playoffs. The Flyers are too, but we'll talk about them in a later segment. But the Sixers are going to go to the playoffs. this team is built to go. They're built to go to the playoffs, and they're too talented. And now they're learning how to win, and they got some veteran leadership a little bit, where this team is really going to. They could possibly make some noise in the playoffs. I will say that I've heard, you know, people get really high on the Sixers because they won 7 games in a row. And they've, if I'm not mistaken, I think the last game they lost at home was in December. So this team is really playing some good ball. I think December 10th was the last game they lost at home. So they're playing some really good ball right now. But I still know that this team is young. I still see the deficiencies in the team. And that's not to down them. Trust me, I love my Sixers. But I see things that we need to clean up on. I see things that they need to work on. And I think that in order to win, in order to really make some noise, you got to have somebody who's really going to knock down that shot when you need it. And J-Day didn't do it tonight. And that's a concern for me because, yeah, of course you got Embiid, but, you know, they going to double and triple team Embiid in the playoffs, and it's going to be rough on him. And he's going to have to go through a process of his own in the playoffs, learning how to play, learning what to look for, learning to outsmart a team and really play the chess match on the floor, the chess match within the game. So I think that they need that guy that's going to shoot. And I know it's supposed to be Fultz, and, you know, things didn't go as planned with Markelle Fultz. And look, the kid's not going to play this year, so get that out of your head right now. But they do have pieces. They got Bellinelli, who had a good game tonight, actually. They got Ersan Ilyasova back, which is, he played good when he was here, so that should be helpful. And, you know, Rashawn Holmes coming off the bench, giving some energy. He's another muck and grinder guy that I like. I mean, of course you got Embiid, who's just an absolute freak. The dude is, even when he's having a bad night, he's still effective. Ben Simmons, I think he hit a little bit of a wall before the All-Star break, but I think he's coming out of it finally. And I'm excited to see where this team goes. Be back in a moment. Welcome back, everybody. Just talking about the Sixers right now. I'm going to get into the Flyers in this segment as well. Sixers for tonight, they lost the game 102-101. Embiid had 23 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. And Ben had 11 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. I would like to see more points from Ben. I think that's how you know that he's still a rook. Because he affects all facets of the game, but sometimes the points aren't there, sometimes they are. And I think in order for this team to move forward, to really, really be like a force, that Ben is going to have to score more eventually. I don't know, he's the point guard, but he is also one of the guys. He is a staple of this team, so eventually he's going to have to score more. Dario, who is a muck and grinder, who is, I call him Elmers because he's like the glue that holds the team together, I think. He does the dirty work when no one else wants to do it. He's always open for the shot. When someone kicks the ball out, he cleans up around the rim. He's playing defense. He's always on the floor after the ball. The dude is Elmer's glue. He had 21 points tonight. So Dario's really developed into a good player, and he's a good piece for this team. But as I was saying in my last segment, talking about how we need that guy. And I think that, I don't know, I think it's going to have to be more so of a collaborative effort going into the playoffs, because Fultz isn't going to play this year. So it's going to have to be between JJ, Bellinelli, and Ilyasova, to be honest, to be those pieces to hit those shots that we're going to need. Now, Dario has been hitting threes, and that's great, but he's not primarily a three-point shooter, so we will need a couple of big shots, and I think that Ilyasova can give us that. I think that Bellinelli, because Bellinelli had a good night tonight, too. He can give us that, and JJ is going to have to be more consistent. I'm a little disappointed in Robert Covington right now. I mean, it seems like after he got his contract, that he just kind of got lost. And, I mean, he had a really, really hot start to the season. I mean, he was like our third guy. Like, he was the third guy. And I don't know quite what happened to him. I mean, like, he's not hitting those open shots. You know, when people kick out to him. I don't know quite what's going on with Cov, man. But, I mean, Cov's going to have to get it together. I mean, he's going to have to. I mean, we're going to need him. We're going to need his defense. We're going to need more for him going into this playoff run. And I think that the Sixers, they're at 32 wins right now, 32-27. So I think the Sixers win. They need to win 10 more games to definitely lock up the playoff spot. But I think the Sixers win. I'm going to say 44 games. They're going to win 44 games. So we're going to need. I mean, they're on a road trip right now. So they lost against Washington. They lost tonight. A tough one in Miami. They got to go to Cleveland on Thursday. I think they go back to Miami next week. So we're going to have to pick. Cleveland. That's going to be a tough game. It's always tough against Cleveland, and we rarely win against them. So it's going to be a tough one. But the Sixers are going to have to. They're going to have to go on like another run, like they just recently did. Like how they won their 7 games in a row. They're going to have to win like go on a run of like 5 of 8. I'm going to say like win 5 of 8 games. And I think that'll get you ready for the playoffs. Embiid is, I'm impressed by him. I think he should be the player of the month because the dude has just been absolutely phenomenal. I mean, he's going to have to think, like I said in my last segment, I think he's going to go through his own process in the playoffs because he's going to learn, and they all are. They're all going to learn playoff basketball, what it's like, and you know, how intense it really is. But Embiid's going to see, like, double and triple teams. And he's going to learn how it is to really be in that environment and how that competition is. And he's going to have to step up to the plate. And I think he will. I think Ben Simmons will, too. I'm hoping Ben Simmons doesn't shy away from that. And I don't think he will. I think that he wants to compete. You know, I remember all that talk about him in his LSU days, how he like kind of shut it down. I just think he was just disinterested at that point. I think he was just over it, and he was ready to move on to the NBA because he already knew where he was going. And I think that he's ready to go for playoffs. I think that we're going to need that leadership from JJ Redick, that veteran leadership from him. We're going to need that leadership from Bellinelli, who's won a title in this league. We're gonna need those guys to positively influence our young guys, our R&Bs, our Bens, Darios. We're gonna need that. So I'm looking forward to what this team can do in the playoffs. I'm not as high as everyone else is on the Sixers right now as far as them being like a 5 seed. I think that's a little bit ridiculous. I think the Sixers will be I think the highest to get there is a 6 seed. And I'm hoping that they do play Washington in the first round. I think that's a winnable series. Because I don't think they'd be Cleveland. I don't think they'd be Boston. And I don't think they'll be the Raptors. So I'm hoping that they play Cleveland in that first series. And I think that's a winnable series. I think time will tell as far as if I think they'll win or not. I need to see how they finish out this month of, well, going into this month of March, and how they finish out the month of March leading into the playoffs. I need to see how they are. You know, still a lot of basketball to be played, to be honest. And, we're going to see. I'm excited, though. I'm excited for this team. I think that we got a lot to look forward to with these guys. And, a lot to look forward to. All right, so I meant to get into the Flyers for this segment, but I'm going to touch on them in the next segment. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. All right, guys, welcome back. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. Once again, this is the Philly Sports 444 Podcast. I'm your host, Dom Lewis, and man, I just love Philly sports. I do. I love my Eagles. I love my Sixers. You know, I even love the Flyers and the Phillies. I don't follow hockey that much, to be honest with you. But the Flyers have been hot. They've been hot. I mean, they have. They're on a 6-game winning streak right now. I think for this month of February, I think they've only lost. They lost an overtime game, actually, I mean, they are hot right now. And I think that if I wanted to judge, or I wanted to kind of do like an evaluation of every team in the city right now, as far as top to bottom, I would actually put the Flyers second right now, right under the Eagles. And I think they've taken the most energy from that Eagles team. I mean, if you look at the Flyers, they're doing the same thing. They're actually doing the same exact thing that the Eagles did. As far as injuries, they got a lot of them. And they got, you know, Simmons, he's out for another 2 weeks. Their goaltender's out, I think, for 6 weeks. Another 5 or 6 weeks. So they traded for a goaltender. And a dude come in, forgive me, I forget his name. I don't want to say his name incorrectly. I know his name, first name is Peter. But dude has come in, and he's been tremendous. I just think that they have the next man up mentality, just like the Eagles. They are really playing well. I know one of their issues this season, although I'm not a big hockey guy, I know one of their issues this season was goaltending. One of the issues was goaltending, and another issue was they couldn't score. And I know a lot of people wanted to fire the coach, and I know a lot of people wanted to trade Giroux, the captain. And, you know, I never hear the end of it. And I'm not even a big Flyers guy. I mean, excuse me, big hockey guy. But, I know those couple of things. I mean, you hear from the Flyers faithful. And I got to give a shout out to Jason Martinez, because I listen to him like every day, and I actually obtain most of, like, I won't say I obtain most of my knowledge, because I don't really have a good knowledge of hockey. But if I had to say, like, if I was learning the game, I would be learning from him, because he's a hockey guy, and he's a Flyers guy through and through. And if I needed to be educated on the game, I would say that I obtained my education of the game through him. So a big shout out to him. And, he has been one of those guys. He thinks about the game. He thinks about it. You know, he's not so much to pull the trigger on, fire hack and trade Giroux. And although he's a G lover, he's a very logical thinker when it comes to this stuff. And he's taught me how to logically think about the game as well. I knew that that's not the answer. That's not the answer for anything. I mean, you don't just you don't make hostile decisions like that because you're just frustrated with the team. They have trusted the process in their own right as far as their coaching is concerned and the moves that they made on the team, the moves that the GM has made. And I think that it's starting to pay off. I think that the young guys are really starting to develop. Gostisbehere is starting to play really well. Voracek is playing well. These guys are coming along, and they're turning the heat up. And they're really, really poised to make a run. And I knew it once I heard, I think it was G's interview last week. He said they're not just trying to make the playoffs. They're trying to get the number one spot in their division. And when I heard him say it, I was like, oh, they're trying to make a run. Like, they know. It's something going on in that locker room. And it's the same kind of magic that happened with the Eagles. It was something going on in the locker room. And, you know, we weren't able to tell, like, from the outside, you know. But they knew inside. And I think it's the same thing happening with the Flyers right now. And I'm not saying that, hey, they're going to win the Stanley Cup this year. Let's pull the brakes a little bit. I'm simply saying that they can make a run. I don't think it'll be like last year. Not last year, because they weren't in the playoffs last year. But the year before, where they fought just to get into the wild card. That's not going to happen with this team. This team is a different team. And this team is a better team. And they're more poised. And I think they're poised to make a run in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I'm excited to see what they're going to do. I'm also excited to, you know, divulge more into hockey. I'm going to learn the game more as they make this run through the rest of the season and through the playoffs. And I'm excited. You know, they make me excited as far as what's going on with their team and what's going on with the city overall, because I think that energy is real. And I'm not like a mystical and magic and all that stuff. I'm just saying energy is real. And I think that they're feeding off of what happened with the Eagles. Even if they don't want to admit it, I think that every team is feeding off of what happened with the Eagles. I think that the Eagles are the big brother. And I think that everyone is chasing, even if they don't want to admit it. They may not, hey, look, man, I got my own sport to play. I understand that. But this is a city, and like, if you really, really love this city and understand the fans, that you understand what the Eagles winning the Super Bowl meant, and I think you're feeding off of that energy. So I think the Flyers are doing that, to be honest with you. And I'm excited to see what they're going to do. I'm tuning in every day as far as I'm soaking up as much hockey news as I can, trying to learn the game more and more, and I'm excited to see what they're going to do this year. In Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm excited, man. I mean, hey, look, Nashville came out of nowhere last year, and they went to the Stanley Cup Finals. So I think that with the NHL, anything can happen. It's not like the NBA, where it's like, oh, you know, it's going to the finals every year. It's just different. The way it's set up is just different. And I'm excited to see what they're going to do. So, that's my Flyers segment, and I'm happy I got a chance to talk about them. And I think I'm going to wrap it up with the next segment. I'm going to talk about the playoffs for both teams and where this city is headed, because I think it's headed in a positive direction. And I think the shift has already happened as far as the way we think as Philly fans. So I'll be back in a moment. Hey guys, welcome back. So we're headed into a brand new day. I think that the shift happened once the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I think the change happened. And you know, I could be blind because I'm here in the city and I'm so immersed in these teams, but I think that the change happened once the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I think that it's almost like the burden was lifted, you know? It's almost like the curse was broken. It's like the change happened right when the Eagles won. because it was that was the championship we chased for so long. And we heard all the taunting. Oh, how many rings does your team have? And all of this stupid stuff, all of it. And we suffered every season, year after year after year. We suffered the stupid trades, and we suffered through the trading away of good players, and we suffered through bad coaching, and you know, losing players to free agency. And the shift happened when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. February 4th, 2018 is a day that shall forever live in infamy in Philadelphia sports. In Philadelphia, period. Because I think that the shift happened that day, that night. And with that shift happening, I think that us as fans of Philadelphia sports, we think differently now. There's no longer a woe is me mentality or this always happens to us, but we now look forward to brighter days, and I think that it is now a brighter day. Think about this. Last year, around this time, what is it? It's February. As I record this, it's now February the 28th. It's after midnight. It's almost 1 a.m. It's after 1 a.m., actually. Excuse me. So it's February 28th. And last year, this time, we're talking about the combine. That's it. We're not talking about the Flyers. We're talking a little bit about the Sixers, but not that much, because at this time last year, we already knew Ben Simmons wasn't going to play. And this was when Embiid tore his meniscus, and he was out, but they wouldn't say for how long. So, but us as fans, I think we knew that Embiid was not going to play for the rest of that season. So we knew after he played that Houston Rockets game, it was it. So we weren't talking about the Sixers that much. We weren't talking about the Flyers that much. We were talking about the NFL Combine. And I can remember last year at this time, the big conversation was Joe Mixon. I can remember that. I can remember us talking about if the Eagles should take Joe Mixon, even though he did the, you know, he had his issue with domestic violence. I don't even know if it was domestic violence. I would say, you know, hit a girl in the bar. He punched her. He sucker punched her. But, you know, he had his issue, I should say. But that was a dominant conversation, I remember. We were talking about the Joe Mixon thing, and we talked about because this was before NFL free agency, so we didn't know Alshon was going to be here yet. We didn't know Torrey Smith was going to be here yet. We didn't know LeGarrette Blount was going to be here yet. So, we were talking about the combine, and I remember we talked about John Ross because he ran like a 4.22 last year, and we talked about should the Eagles take him if he's available. We talked about Dalvin Cook and if the Eagles should draft him, and I really wanted Dalvin Cook. I wanted Dalvin Cook so bad. Because I knew that he could be the running back for us. But it's cool, because we got our undrafted running back, Corey Clement. And he is the real deal. He can catch, he can pass block, he can run. The dude is the real deal. I think that the shift has finally happened with this city, where we're not just talking about just Eagles, 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 because we got our championship now. And it's not that we don't love our Eagles, because we still do. And trust me, we're going to be on it behind. We still celebrate right now, and it's still wonderful days, and it's sunny, and, you know, flowers and all that stuff. Yeah, but once OTAs come around, yeah, we're going to start getting on them again. Once training camp come around, yeah, we're going to start getting on them again. Just like we didn't win. We're going to be getting on them again. And I'm already getting itched. Like, I'm already like, you know, all right, that's enough celebrating. Let's get back to work. That's how I feel. But, you know, I get it. It's still February. So, you know, hey, let the boys celebrate. You know, let them have their fun. I think they know that they got to get back to work when they got to get back to work. But as far as our other teams, the shift happened with this fan base. And now I think the teams are feeding off of that energy. And I think that we now have competitors. We have competitors in this city. There's no longer tanking. There's no longer these sorry teams that we had to look forward to, and we're just fans because we're just fans. But we got some true competitors in this city now. Contenders, you know. The Sixers may not be all the way there yet, but they're getting there. The Flyers, they're getting there. I don't know what's going to happen with the Phillies yet, but I feel that they're feeding off this energy too. And I don't feel like it's going to just be we're just aiming to be 500 this year. I think, you know, this new manager, Gabe Kapler, is really going to have these boys trying to play. And I think that the Phillies are really going to try to sign Jake Arrieta. They're really going after this guy. And I think that, hey, look, man, open up the checkbook, sign the man. Sign him. We need some excitement for this team. I would love to go down there and see Ace and just throw some heat. I would love to go down to the ballpark over the summer and just see it. But, you know, we got some pieces on the team. I just don't think they're ready to compete yet. But we'll see. We'll see how they are. But I just think that the city now is just really coming into its own as far as having competitors, having contenders. We're no longer tanking. We're no longer just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. We're trying to win. And that's what I'm excited about. And I talked about it in my last podcast. I quoted Harry Mays and said the paradigm shift happened that night. And I think it did. I think it was a shift, like almost like tectonic plates. Like it was a shift. And it was just like we awoken, you know, just amazing. And I think that, you know, I know Jason Kelce did the, you know, no one likes us and we don't care. But we've been that fan base for so long, the miserable fan base. And, you know, oh, Philly fans are brash and they're rough and all that stuff. I mean, the truth is, we love our teams, and we were talked about so badly because we loved our teams, and our teams were sorry. They were terrible teams, and that made us a little rough, you know. But I think that the shift has happened. I'm not saying Philly fans are about to just be nice and all kinds of stuff like that. Yeah, I think for the most part that the Philly fans are really good fans. I think that we're really good fans, and we just love our teams. Of course, there are idiots out there that get beer muscles, that drink, and they act stupid, and they do stupid things. And that's a stereotypical, quote-unquote, Philly fan. But that's not the real Philly fan, that the true Philly fan. Because I think, for the most part, hey, we work hard, we feed our families, we love our families, and we love our sports. And we now have something to cheer for in all four sports. And it feels good. It feels good that, you know, it feels good to be a Philly 4-for-4 fan now. It feels good. Not saying that, you know, I didn't enjoy being a Philly 4-for-4 fan all my life, but it feels good to be one now. Could I just be saying that because I'm still high off the Eagles championship? Yeah, I could. But I'm happy that we got teams we can cheer for now. And it's not miserable being a Philly fan anymore. And the shift has happened. We got some competitors in the city. And I'm looking forward to the month of March. I'm looking forward to April. I'm looking forward to the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm looking forward to the NBA playoffs. I'm looking forward to baseball season, to be honest with you. And I know it's, you know, we all get to the dog days of summer. With, you know, there's no basketball, there's no hockey, and it's just the Phillies. But hey, look, I think they're going to keep us interested, you know. I don't think it's going to be that summer where we're just waiting for training camp anymore. I think those days are over. I do. I think it's time. It's our time. It's time for us to stop being miserable. And I don't think we're not that fan base anymore. We have teams we can cheer for. We got some winners. And if they ain't winning yet, they're going to win. So, I'm looking forward to it. and I hope you are too. Thank you for tuning in to the Philly Sports 444 podcast. I'm Dom Lewis. You can follow me on social media. On Facebook, I'm just Dom Lewis. On Twitter, I'm at Capadom. On Instagram, I am at Capadom. I will post a link for this podcast on all of my social media networks. And thank you for tuning in. I hope you guys are rooting on just as I am. Take care of yourselves. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.